Digging deeper today in the fifth verse, or the hey verse, of the sixth chapter of the Song of Solomon. And again, we talked about that a hey has to do with expression. And I don't know if you've ever thought about how much somebody's eyes and how much their hair expresses them. And again, since today we're going to be talking about hair, you know, it's just an interesting discussion to think about how all the mystical qualities of hair, you know, the whole idea of Samson's strength being connected to his hair, and how the Jews treat hair, you know, is a lot of different ways, from their beard to the top of their heads. All these things are extremely important to them. We're going to discuss a little bit of that. But also, you know, just you, if you know, you express yourself through your hair, but you're also connected through your identity to your hair. In other words, it's interesting, and even in the animal kingdom, you can identify things based on their hair. Like, it's pretty easy to see a skunk. Or, you know, we identify groups of people. Like, you remember the Jackson 5 with their afros? And so it's very much connected to our identities. And I'll bet you anything, you know, before you go out in the morning, you look in the mirror, and one of the most things you look at in any picture or anything, it's your hair. Because it's an expression, to an extent, of your identity. And so here, Jesus is clearly praising her identity in both her eyes and her expression in her eyes that overwhelmed him, and now with her hair. And again, I think this is, personally, I think that we're looking at, since this is the sixth chapter, he's building on something. It's a ladder. That's what a vav is. It's a ladder that's building on something. And he's building on the idea, actually, if you go to the end, just to review from, if you go to the very end of the, he's talking about how terrible it is with armies. And so we're still in this idea of strength and, you know, just ferociousness, I guess is the best way to put it. And when you think about hair and ferociousness, who can't help but think of the hair of a lion, right? It's just part of the deal. And so what he says again, he seems to quote what he said back in the fourth chapter, when he talked about her hair appearing as a flock of goats on Mount Gilead. But here he doesn't say behind thy locks. In other words, the veil isn't there, which is really significant. In Jewish culture, women are to cover their hair. And I don't know if you've ever thought much about that or what, you know, the mystic reasons are for that. But the Jews will explain, and I think it's very true, that your hair receives light, okay, and specifically divine light from their perspective, and so it can receive good divine light, divine light, and bad divine light. And unfortunately, one of the places it really picks it up is in vanity, and so with our hair, we can become very vain. In other words, if somebody shaved all your hair off today, or, you know, you understand that if you got cancer, it's very humbling, okay? It just is. And so it's very much connected to that. And so the idea of the covering of their heads is an opportunity to, right, lose some of the puffed upness of our hair, so to speak. But here, interestingly, as you might remember, it would appear that her veil is not over her hair. And I wonder if there's some different veils involved, because later we're going to see her veil is over her cheeks, but it's not over her hair in this particular description. He doesn't just leave it out by accident, I don't think. He just says, your hair, right? Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear on Mount Gilead. And so we've talked about that goats are very stately. They lead out. In fact, they'll use a goat sometimes to lead sheep. And the idea of a flock is a whole group of things, and so she's obviously got a lot of hair and is very stately. And as we talked about before, the balm of Gilead is Jesus, and so no doubt that shows strength. But in further study of this idea of hair this morning, of appearing on Gilead, there's in both those letters in Hebrew have a very significant set of letters, which is a gimel and a lamed. And when you put a gimel and a lamed together, it's the idea of Gilgal, or the idea of rolling, which is, it's a really significantly huge biblical concept that you'll find throughout. Like the stone was rolled away, as God would say to the Jews in Gilgal, which you hear that GL sound of Gilgal. It has to do with rolling. And it says, I will roll away your reproach. Well, he rolled away the stone. And this is a phenomenal power in the universe, is that of rolling. When you think about the earth rotates around the sun, et cetera, et cetera. All these things rotate as a matter of gravity, and it has to do with letterosmic and the complete, you know, the utter force that's behind that. And so when you see these two round circles where they appear on Gilead, you're getting this idea of wavy, okay? You're just are. In fact, that word appear could be translated, and some people translate it caper, and I didn't even know what the word caper really meant, other than I remember, you know, in the FBI days that people would do a caper. But what they're talking about there is children's play. As children play, it's sometimes referred to as a caper, especially if they're twirling circles. You know how a little girl will twirl her dress. And this is the idea of that Gimel Lamed, this idea of swirling. So her hair is literally dancing down Mount Gilead, right? Which is also a point of strength. So the idea of, you might remember when she described Jesus that his hair was bushy. Well, here we're getting back to this idea of wavy strength, right? Because as you know, Samson would receive much strength through his hair. And you know, I'm going to just go on record of saying, when I get to heaven, I'm guessing that Samson had long, wavy hair as a sign of his strength. Because as you receive light from God, right? And if that's part of what hair does, and there's no doubt, science will tell you that hair is part of your nervous system, and they've discovered that there's nerves in it, and it extends your feeling. You know, if you think about a cat's whiskers and all different ways that hair does things, one of the things it does is it helps you feel things. Well, one of the things it helps you feel is the sun and light. But it in spiritual sense, it helps you receive, you know, in the mystical sense, hair has to do with receiving light, which is giving power, which is the idea of the Zaddi, right? The Zaddi in Hebrew culture is the righteous one. And so an example of a Zaddi would clearly be Samson. He was one. But a better example, in my opinion, would be David. Okay, King David was a Zaddi. He's a phenomenal warrior, phenomenal strength. But his real strength, when you think about it, it was all the light that he brought to the kingdom. In other words, all these psalms that he wrote, all this understanding of God, and as he brought light, you know, he wrote all these different things down, and he really, when you think about it, put all the things in place that they would have the temple, right? And so in so many ways, when you think of David's strength, he brought light to his people, which is what a Zadok does, and that's very much connected mystically to your hair. I know that may be far-fetched to you, but you know, it's just stuff to ponder. Like, you know, no doubt when they cut Samson's hair, all of a sudden he was nowhere near as strong. And how exactly did that work? You know, nobody really knows. But what we do know is that I know that if, you know, I had to give a talk today, I would not be shaving off all my hair before I went and talked. It'd make me uncomfortable. It would take my confidence away. It would do a whole lot of things, okay? And you know, clearly there's the pride of a lion. In other words, there's something to all this, which I'm going to just tell you, I don't completely understand. But what I do know is that, you know, when my hair looks good, in my opinion, I feel better about myself. So essentially what's happening here is Jesus is telling us we're having a good hair day. Or moreover, that our hair is bringing light, and we are a force to be reckoned with. And I love this whole idea. And you know, as we have an opportunity to share Jesus, obviously, you know, it has a lot to do with how we can be identified and with the strength of beauty that God gives us with our hair. Thanks for listening.